The American Experience with Ernesto Palomino.
Hey everybody, welcome to today's show. We are actually going to take a break after the show. This is going to be our Christmas end of year show until next year. But thank you for tuning in. So this episode, we're actually just going to talk about a little bit about the Christmas experience for everyone, right? So I'm sure everyone has a special memory that they've had, you know, coming to the house and smelling grandma's tamales, or you know, with your favorite casserole, opening gifts, staying up till the wee hours, just, you know, a lot of special memories there, you know. And then as is nostalgic, you know, that's the reason we come together as a family. And I know during this time, I think people will still come around and they won't let that tradition just go away easily, obviously. But, you know, it's at everyone's risk, no matter what the media is saying. But we just hope that you guys are staying out there safe and, you know, can come together as best as possible and enjoy your holidays, obviously. You know, opening up the show, I was a little bit, it's mixed emotions because I never really go into expressing personal things about me and my life, and which is crazy, right? Because this show is called The American Experience. But my having my family here is a little tough because I always grew up with the traditional Mexican experience of, like, you come home and it's mom's house and you got tamales going, you have, you know, all sorts of like little buñuelos and atole, and she's, you know, it was just like mom's home was Christmas, you know. And, you know, I haven't had that in probably since 2017 or 18. And, you know, through other reasons, you know, that I'll probably go into later. But those are the memories and the things that, you know, if you do have that now, I hope you don't take for granted, because, you know, we live in times right now that not everyone has that anymore, you know, and we've lost loved ones. And, you know, those memories, I think, is what makes the holiday season special, you know, no matter where your background is. So for me personally, one of the funniest things I remember growing up as a kid was when we used to get together with aunts and uncles and cousins and all that. And we used to remember we were doing the Secret Santa thing at the time. And I used to remember, oh, I wanted a Nintendo so bad. I think I was probably like 8 years old, man. And I wanted a Nintendo so bad, man, because all my cousins had one, right? And I don't remember who drew me. I think it was one of my other cousins, right? And the gift that I got was so Yankee. It was like a Dollar General, like, toy, dude. I was like, what is this? Like, I wanted a Nintendo. What am I going to do with these stupid green men? Anyway, man, I was so disappointed. But the part of it all was like my mom was so upset at me because I was like, I had this ungrateful look in my face. But, you know, kids don't lie, man. Like, you know, you're in front, you know, they call you up and they're like, open the gift, see what you got. And then you pull out this little Yankee ass little plastic toy and your face is like, so, yeah. And so your mom sees that. And my mom was like, don't you like it? And I was like, yeah. But you hate it. It was like, who put effort into this crap, you know? But I gotta remember, you know, at the time, you know, it's just, it is, you get what you get, right? So but as the years went on, you know, I just started buying my own gifts. That's why I got what I got. But on the dinner side, I mean, obviously, if you're Mexican, you know, tamales are always a staple food for us. Sometimes we might go a little bit left and do mole, buñuelos, pan dulce. You have, obviously, tequila is a staple drink at the house. You gotta have your alcohol, man. And not only that, man, it's I remember we used to do posadas when I was a kid before moving from Mexico. We used to go to these posadas where it was like I think it was a couple of weeks. I was a little kid, but it was like weeks of it, man. Like, we would have posadas and you have piñatas, and, like, you know, my grandma had like the nativity scene in her living room that took up a whole wall. It wasn't like the three wise men and like baby Jesus. No, this was like a diorama. I'm talking about like of the Garden of Eden, man. Like this thing took wall to wall thing, man. And my, just like, you know, I have a collection here of all like all these comic book statues. My uncle had a diorama of like everything, bro. Like he had shepherds, had, you know, he built like a little mountain, dude, and had like all this like fake grass everywhere. And at the bottom of it had these huge 3-4 foot statues, man, of like the three wise men and the just the nativity scene, man. And I would always just, as a little kid, I think I might have been 2 years old, man, I would just like marvel at this thing, like. And he would always be like, get away from there, don't touch it. Like that was his deal, man. And I remember like I couldn't even like get within 2 feet of it because he was like, get out of here, you little punk. But you know, looking back on it, like the amount of time that it must have taken him, number one, to collect all that stuff, and two, to set it up. I mean, you know, you don't let no 2-year-old kid just get close to that, and especially it's all China. You can get out of here, man. So that was probably one of like the most like childhood memories that I have, man. And my grandma, my grandpa, my parents, my cousins, and you know, it's traditional, the posada, and that was probably one of the best memories that stays with me, you know. As we went on, you know, obviously we moved to Texas and Christmas was a little different, you know. Now it wasn't the three wise men, we're not putting our shoes out, it was Santa Claus. And I would always ask my mom, I'm like, Mom, she would change it up every year. So 1 year I was always so used to like seeing the videos of turkey and the spread and everything at Christmas time. So I was like, man, I wonder if my mom's ever gonna make turkey. So 1 year she bought the turkey, bought all the stuff, and I was like, all right, we're gonna get the traditional Christmas dinner, right? Besides tamales. So the day of, man, I'm like thinking, we're gonna have this big old turkey in the center of the table, and it's gonna be like your traditional American dinner, right? And I get to the table, I'm excited, man, and she turned the turkey into mole. So there was stuffing in a plate, but everyone just got mole. And I'm like, Mom, like, what happened to the turkey? And my mom was like, it's there. And I was just like, no, like, this is a turkey. Like, it's a damn drumstick. But hey, you know what? If you know, what mom makes is what you eat. And you don't, you know, you don't question that, not if you want to stay in the house. So yeah, but after many years I'd ask my mom about that. I said, Mom, I was like, how come you never like just kept the turkey? Like, and she was like, well, because like I wanted to make mole, your dad asked for mole. So I was like, oh, so it wasn't your car, it was his car. I was like, okay, well. But with gift exchanging, as that kind of came up about, our family got so big that it would take me literally like 3 weeks to shop for all my nieces and nephews, for my sister, my brothers, my mom, dude. And at the same time, I was like, I never got myself anything. So when I finally got to Christmas Day and we're exchanging gifts, man, it was like every day was, hey, what am I gonna get so-and-so? What am I gonna, and it just turned into a thing, and I just stopped. So I've officially not bought a gift for anyone since, like, I'm sorry to say this, but I haven't bought a gift for anyone since like 2009. I mean, do you see the malls now, man? Like, the malls are just like so packed, bro. It's not worth it. And then like with the invention of the internet and Amazon, like, why do you even need to go? And sometimes you drive down the freeway, man. And I mean, especially right now when they say like, oh, you wear your mask. But like all those people in there, man, they're not wearing masks. You know, and I'm like, you know what? I'm cool, man. Like, I don't need. And if anything, man, like the one thing that I want to reflect on and share is that I'm so terribly blessed, man. Like, I really am. You know, I'm fortunate that I was one of those people that I was still able to work. You know, I come home to a really, really nice house, safe neighborhood. I got food in my fridge and I got clothes on my back, man. You know, like the basic necessities that God blesses me with, man, is, I mean, what can I ask for, man? Everything else is bonus, bro. It really is. And sometimes I think about what this year has been like for me, man, and just kind of the trajectory of where I've been. And I sometimes think, what does it feel like to wake up one day when your heart is full or you don't want for anything anymore. And I have to tell you, man, like, I often feel that way when I wake up. I'm like, yeah, there's things that I want, but I have everything I need. That's the difference, man. Like, I have everything I need. Like, I go to work every day happy. You know, I get to do what I love to do every day. I get to work with people that we appreciate each other's talents. And not only that, they give me the freedom to be able to explore that creativity. And not only that, man, it's a very humbling feeling to be able to throw stuff on a wall and say, I think this is gonna work, because I'm carving out a path of creativity here for a company that they've never had that. And so it's really cool to have that, and then come home where, yeah, I may be mentally tired from the drive or from the day, but I don't come home, you know, like angry or anything like that. So that in itself, man, it's a super win. And I know we you and I were talking about how to, you know, you're decorate, because you're a big Star Wars guy.
Yes.
You know, and I'm a big comic book person, and I started collecting comic book, and I'll put up a video about this later on, but I have a my man cave upstairs in my house, and I have all my Marvel and DC statues out, and I just wanted to have a room where I could sometimes I look at it, and I'm a kid because I think about, look at what my job or being creative has been able to get you. Like, you don't sit around and look at these pieces and you're like, okay, yeah, it's, some people, they're just toys, but to us it's like a work of art. And not only that, like, you look around and you're like, oh my god, like, look what graphic design has been able to do for me. I live in a house, I get all these little cool little knickknack toys and stuff. But those are things that you just kind of like, yo, like, it's for you, it means something, and it's nostalgic. Like, some of this stuff I got for Christmas, you know, and it's, I don't know, man, to me it's just nostalgic. But to be able to reflect on this year and to kind of know where I've been and where I'm headed to, man, it's just, it's been a blessing, man. And so this show alone has opened up a door for me where I didn't even think that it would be something that I would even be interested in doing, first of all. So anybody out there listening that wants to do a podcast show or feels like, oh, I don't know, number one, I'll tell you, it is work, because you have to don't go into it thinking that, oh, well, I can just talk about whatever is important to me. Well, yes, you can, but you have to have some sort of a base, you know. So if you want to express yourself and you want to do something that is podcast related, I would say go ahead and do it, but just pre-plan. Like, think about what your concept is going to be, because obviously you're there for the listeners. So yeah, don't be afraid, go ahead and do it. Now I'm in it. So the weekly challenge of finding what to talk about or who to have on or who to call, and it's there. So once you open that door and you get that bug, yeah, for sure, do it. I know there's tons and millions of people that have them, but you know, one more isn't gonna hurt. and you'll find and discover that when you start finding concepts or topics that people want to listen to, that's when you'll kind of take off, and that's the encouraging part. And it doesn't have to be podcasts. If you want to paint, or if you want to start transitioning into a new, I don't know, a new career field, whatever, it takes hard work for sure, but just if you don't at least try, you're not gonna know. So that's the one thing I can kind of reflect and offer as advice as to what happened to me. So as I was saying, we're gonna call a couple of people and just kind of talk to them about what their Christmas experience is like, or what their favorite memory is, and what we can find on their dinner table on Christmas. So let's give our first call.
Hello.
Hey, Cheryl, you're live on the American Experience with us. Thank you for making time. You want to go ahead and just kind of hey, say hi to America.
Hi, America.
So Cheryl is our GM and what I call our boss lady over there at Empire Roofing. And So we just had our Christmas party yesterday, which was a great, great, I had a great time. I was responsible for making some people cry, but it was all good. Did you enjoy yourself, Cheryl?
Yes, it was awesome. I shed a few tears, but it was perfect.
Well, we're happy we were able to make everyone at least you have a good time, and the feedback that I got just was really positive. So we're hoping we can top it again next year. But so we're gonna keep this like as I told you. So tell me what one of your favorite Christmas memories was, either growing up or now, and then what can we find on your table on Christmas Day?
Okay. Growing up as a child, I think that one of my favorite memories is I got a puppy for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And it was a cute Cocker Spaniel puppy, and it was... I remember that Christmas. It stands out the most out of all of them. Now, that's as a child. As an adult, and I'm giving you two because they're both pretty significant, in my opinion.
Do it.
As an adult, Brad asked me to marry him on Christmas Eve.
Oh, so okay.
That Christmas sticks out to me.
For sure.
So, yeah. As far as what's on my table... Uh-huh. We do Christmas Eve, and we do pozole and tamales and chili rellenos, but they're New Mexico style chili rellenos. Mm-hmm. So they're not the poblano pepper with the stuffing. It's like this ground beef and potatoes and green chili, and it's all mashed up, and you make balls and then you fry them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They're delicious.
Okay, alcoholic wise, what do we have? Wine? Do we have tequila? What do we have?
You know, I don't drink a lot, but I would say it's probably a mixture of different things. I mean, someone always brings the eggnog, and we always have, there's always bourbon with eggnog, and it kind of just depends on the person. We have a little bit of everything.
Okay. Man, and that's what I was telling Derek when we were kind of doing the pre-intro. You know, when we would have the tamales and buñuelos, and that chile rellenos is not something I heard, but yo, hey, it sounds like it's thebomb.com over there.
You know what? I'll bring you some.
Oh, okay. Hey, we got this on tape, so if you don't make it happen, I'm going to play this for you.
Perfect. Another tradition that we don't do every single year unless we're with my grandma, but every year they make empanaditas, and she, like, over the year, she gets fruits that are about to go bad, and she kind of preserves them.
Mm-hmm.
And so at Christmas time, so there's like plums and peaches and I don't know, whatever else she has. And then she puts pinon nuts in it.
Mm-hmm.
And makes like a jelly. And then she makes a dough, and we make little, you know, like little pies.
Oh, see, now you, see, now. Hey, can you bring me one of those too?
I'm not making those, but I am making, I'm making some bizcochitos.
Hey, do it.
And I will bring some of those because I'm making those tomorrow.
Awesome. Oh my God, so appreciative. No, yeah, I would love to try any of that. It all sounds good. Just no eggnog.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you for popping on. I'll see you on Monday.
No problem. See you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So awesome, man. It really surprised me where she was like, I don't really drink a lot. I was like, but I thought Christmas, you would be, you know, you chilling at the house. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But thank you so much, Cheryl, for popping on with us. Let's call our next caller. Let's see.
Hello.
What's good, man? How you doing?
What's up? What's happening, baby?
Hey, okay, so I want to say something before you go into. So you live full blast on the podcast, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I want to give a warm, brief introduction to Smiley. So Smiley, he was a Lyft driver for me at one of these bachelor parties I was going to, and we just. Dude, it was just like a friendship meant to happen. So, Smiley, here, you know, we could dive into that a little bit more later, but I yes, wanted sir. To get you to talk about, number one, a special memory Christmas. It could be now or as a kid. And what can we find on your dinner table during Christmas?
Okay. Well, I guess one of the most special moments for Christmas for me is when all of my kids, I had all my kids, all five of them, they all went out and got me gifts. I had no idea this was going to happen. I was just glad to have them all with me. Mm-hmm. Daughter was from school. Other son was there. My other daughter, she was there. And they all had these, there was a bunch of gifts under the tree. And about all the gifts were for me. And I was like, what the world? So I had bought some things for them. And I cried and I held my wife about 2 hours straight. And just couldn't believe it. Like, they had actually went out, they had made some things for me, and then they put some poems together. And I think that was probably one of the most priceless Christmases I've ever had. Was going to be on the table this year. I don't know, man.
Speak on
I'm
it.
Not really. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm not really. I don't know. I don't. I guess some food, or maybe we're gonna go out. I don't know.
You don't have like no turkey. You don't have like no sweet potato pie. Cause dog, like, listen, I got sweet potato pie on my dinner table. I'm telling you that right now.
Look, there might be some desserts. No turkey. I might do like a roast or maybe a Cornish hen or something like that. You know, just to celebrate and sit with my family. My oldest son called me strangely before. You had even asked about this, and he was like, "Pops, you gonna be home for Christmas, right?" I said, "Yeah, I'll be home." And he was like, "Okay, I got something special for you. I want to make." And I'm like, "Hey, make,
man, isn't okay. that cool, man?" Well, look, man, I'm super happy, man, that you know you having all your family down here, man. You staying safe, right?
Yeah, most definitely, man. I got to thank you, man, for just being an inspiration, man, all the way man. Across the table, bro. Like, just watching transformation, and just not just you as just being a young man out here in the world, but just being a human being that's like, look, man, we all trying to make it, you know. And I think it's really important right now, and I don't even know why I'm saying this, but other than the fact that, bro, you know, you got to keep pushing, because people need to hear your voice. They need to hear something different. People that really are I just read this article, and it's so fitting. Young lady just lost her life with butt injections. It's no. like, I don't know, and she was supposed to be a YouTuber or something. And it really just hurt my heart that people are altering themselves so much to try to fit into this illusion that's really just breaking. It's killing people, man.
No, yeah.
You know, and it's just like, nah, man. And when I think about that, I segue that into saying to you, man, I remember you being that guy. I was like, yo, what up, Smiley? And I was like, yo, what up, Smiley? Like, what's good, man?
That's why I say, man, like, you know, our friendship, like, to go from a business transaction, because literally he showed up to pick me up to go on. I was going to his bachelor party, and he ended up being my Lyft driver. And on the way there, we just had so much, like, fire conversation that I was like, yo, man, like, listen, can you pick me up after this? Because we need to, like... And from then on, man, he's not doing that anymore, man. But I still call on him, man, to like just enlighten me, man. Listen, we're gonna have our own segment, and we're gonna schedule it out. But and even though he's a Packers fan, dude, like, I'm still with him. I'm still with him.
Why would you? Hey, listen. Hey, seeing you saying that, hey, it wasn't a catch.
Look, man, you have my producer here, D, just going, man, we need to be, he's like, wrap it up, bro, wrap it up. Man, Smiley, always a blessing to talk to you, brother. I'm going to hit you up there this week so we can set up something, all right?
Yes, sir, man. Hey, stay blessed, bro. Love you, man.
You too. Love you too, bro. Later. Man, that dude is, man, listen, we get to have him on, dude. We are going to have a show. He's one of them dudes, man, that you just like, oh, man. All right, let's start our next caller.
Hello?
There she is. Hey.
How are you?
We're good. We're getting a little worried. We're like, we're two for two, but we might get voicemail on this one.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, not at all. Thank you for giving us a little bit of your time today. So you're live. Okay. So just no cussing. Uh-oh. Or cussing. Okay. So today's show. Yeah, we're not FAA regulated, so you can do whatever you want. So we are talking about Christmas, right? And definitely calling some people to talk about what their favorite Christmas memory is, or growing up or now, and then what can we find on your dinner table for Christmas?
Well, this year, I don't know, because everything's kind of crazy. So it's just going to be my son and I home. So I don't know, we were just thinking of throwing some steaks on the grill.
Ooh, okay. You're doing the grilling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I mean, how old is he?
He's 22.
Oh, he's ready.
He can grill.
Yeah, he can grill.
Yeah, okay. That'll work.
Hey, you can YouTube him. Just like, hey, no pressure, son. What was one of your favorite memories, either growing up or now, for Christmas?
Oh, well, my dad used to do the Santa Claus thing. You know, he would tell us a story before we'd go to bed, and I share a room with my sister, and of course the anxiety of waiting for Santa to show up and stuff. And I remember one year, and my mom has a picture of it where I'm frowning from, like, wow, I was so mad. They got everybody, they used to be really popular back then, these little walking dolls, and I didn't get one. I was pissed. And my mom has a picture of me in my pajamas with my arms crossed and I'm frowning. It's hilarious. It is hilarious.
Oh, man. You know, I was telling my producer that I was so wanting a Nintendo when they first were out. And, you know, we get the little gift exchange in Secret Santa when you're kids. So sometimes you draw a cousin, or a cousin gets you, or an aunt. And then they give you like this janky ass toy that you're like, what is this? And as a kid, you don't hide that. You just like, what is this? What am I supposed to do with pajamas and socks? Like, I want toys. So I totally feel you on that, you know? And it's just one of those things that, you know, as a kid, you have this dream that you're like, I want this toy, right? But did you ever ask him as to like why he didn't get it for you, or did he eventually get it for you?
No, I never got it.
Jesus. Can you go like on Amazon and find it now?
Probably not. I would doubt it. You know, but I've never thought to look, so maybe.
Ah. Well, you know, they are bringing back some toys from the 80s and 90s, so we may be able to... I've been able to find some really cool collectibles from those eras, so who knows? Maybe you can.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. Thanks for the heads up. I never occurred to me to do that, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's always there. Well, we still have a pending show coming up for us to talk about our World War II conversation, but...
Okay.
I want to thank you so much for the time, and you be careful, you stay safe. And yes, I will send you Asiel's pictures for that mural, so you can check that out. I did get your email. All right. So, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. We'll talk soon. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Man, and that's the thing, man. Like, I'm telling you, man, like, it's not. You get these toys, and you're like, what is this? Like, this isn't what I asked for. Let's try to find somebody else real here. Let's see.
Hello?
We got a winner, y'all. Asiel is in the building again, y'all.
What's up, player? How you doing, man?
Man, we're good, bro. Listen, we're having our Christmas show today, man. And
oh, nice.
Two questions for you, man. What is your favorite Christmas memory? And what can we find on your dinner table, bro?
Oh, snap. My favorite Christmas memory, huh?
Man, yeah. I know there's a lot to choose from, bro, so...
That's a tough one. I don't know.
I mean, you remember the posadas? Do you remember, like, Earth
States? Oh, you know what? Okay, so you know what? This is crazy. So in Mexico and in DEFA, they have... this really cool thing where they put the lights. I don't know if you know what kind of lights. It's like the circular lights that they do. Like
Yeah.
So I remember going to my grandma's house, and her whole, all the little houses, like the little, not driveway, but the little thing, mm-hmm. they have those lights all the way across, man. And I remember, like, you know, it doesn't get super cold, but it gets chilly. Mm-hmm. And so you can feel it as nighttime. And I remember just going towards my grandma's house and remembering those lights. And I always kind of remember that. I think that was very special as far as what I see with Christmas, because I never really seen it again. You know, especially here, they don't really celebrate stuff like that. And I mean, yeah, there was posadas and stuff like that, but those lights, man, I think that really represents Christmas.
Even like the nativity scene, did you guys used to do that too?
Yeah, I mean, she had the nativity scene and all that stuff, but just the streets were, you know, decorated, and everybody just, you know, kind of came together to kind of do that one thing, because it would go from house to house in little strips.
And see, that's the thing I was telling Dee. I was like, you know, these traditions that Mexicanos have that, you know, we think way back to our grandma's house, you know? It's like, yeah. That was Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Like, we used to roll up to grandma's house and everything was like cozy and warm, and it was just, you knew it was going to be dope. Like, no matter what, yeah. You know, buñuelos, churros, pan dulce, tamales, yeah. You know, pozole. And you know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's what one of my favorite memories was too, man. And we used to like adore the baby Jesus at midnight, and then we start opening gifts, and then we'd stay up till like 6 in the morning, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we would open like the family gifts, you know? Uh-huh. And then we were still very little, so the next day, you know, like, it was family gifts that night, and then the next morning, it was, like, Santa gifts. And so you were like, oh, snap, I can't even go to sleep because you were so excited. You were kind of, you know, you were, like, really excited. The whole day felt like 2 weeks, because it felt like time was going real slow because you couldn't wait.
I know, man. And that now, we're like, it's like in the blink of an eye, and it's here, dude.
Yeah, time flies by, man. And before you know it, it's like, oh my God, like Christmas Day, and then yeah, before you know it, it's already New Year's, and you kind of miss. It feels like almost you missed out on everything if you don't.
Like, okay, how long ago was Thanksgiving, bro? Like, wasn't it like last week?
You're right, man. Like, okay. It's crazy.
What's on the menu for you guys, man?
You know what? I mean, it's a little bit of everything, but I remember my definitely in my family, they have flan. They always made like a little holiday flan.
Okay.
So that's always pretty good. It's a little different, but you know, it's something that I remember. I really enjoy. It's actually really, really delicious. So.
Oh man. Well, listen, man. I know this was last minute, and I just kind of surprised you. So I'm going down the Rolodex. But appreciate it, man. We are going to have to chop it up soon again, man. I got D here saying what's up.
What's up too.
For sure. We will talk to you soon, man. Stay blessed. Stay safe, and we'll chop it up soon enough, man. Be careful.
All right.
Bye. Man, every time I talk to that guy, it's like I get rejuvenated, man. That guy is so, I mean, he's like, he's like, oh, what's up? And he's like, yeah, man. That guy right there, man, he's so cool, man. Okay.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, we got Nick Castro in the building, y'all. Man, listen, I got you on my podcast, so I know it's like last minute, man, but I wanted to get two things from you, man. We're doing a Christmas show today, so I wanted to get a Christmas memory that you like especially stays with you. And what can we find on the dinner table for the Castros on Christmas, man?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Well, hello, Ernesto's podcast. I'm kind of a little bit on the spot here. Let me see if I can jog my memory. I know at least for the food portion of it, we kind of do things in a traditional manner. So we're definitely going to have some sort of like stuffing. They usually do a cornbread stuffing.
Oh man, with the cornbread?
You know, cornbread stuffing, got some celery in there, got some sage. Mashed potatoes are a must.
Okay.
Make some bomb ones. You know, whipped, plenty of butter in those. Creamy and delicious.
You sound like a commercial, bro.
So, yeah. So there is a, at Three Forks, they have this cream corn, and we actually found the recipe online a couple years ago. So my sister makes that every year. It's absolutely delicious.
Okay.
So that's always a must. And then typically what we do for a protein is a beef tenderloin.
Oh, man, hey, listen, man, we got to get cool, so
we got to get right so you can come over and
God, bro, that sounds so dope. Keep going.
Yes. So it's always a bit, and then we'll do either like a salad or, you know, like some green beans, some vegetable to go with that. And then, of course, you know, we always get a pie from Humble Pies over in East Dallas.
Shout out.
Or Tres Leches from Laduni Cafe is another fan
favorite. By the way, it is thebomb.com over there too, man. So shout out to Laduni.
Laduni?
Yeah, man.
Dude, yeah, you can't. It's
listen,
so good.
Listen, y'all. If y'all have not gone out there, y'all need to go, man. It is. Oh, listen, you will not be disappointed. You just getting 5-star recommendations from us. Like, you gotta go check it out.
Back to back.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me, man. So, as a kid, man, any toy that you wanted that you didn't get, or you remember going to grandma's house and you thought, like, man, this is Christmas right here, or you helping putting up the Christmas tree, or helping your pops hang out, you know, lights.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite, I'm a traditionalist at heart, and I think that one of my favorite continuous Christmas memories is getting the Christmas tree down and all the ornaments the week after Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. We usually take a day, my family and I, and we would put the tree up and decorate the house, and we would listen to Nat King Cole
songs,
you know, nice slow jams, kind of jazzy, really get in the Christmas spirit. And that's always been a favorite of mine. And as kids, we would set up the train around the tree on the tracks, and we had a little village with little porcelain figurines we would always set up. Sometimes they would get broken, you know, so we get reprimanded for that. But it was just always a blast, and it was nice to always have the family there together doing something and incorporating all of that. So I think that would probably be one of the main memories that is current in my mind.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I was telling my producer here, man. It's we all have those moments that, you know, during these times it needs to be appreciated, man. And there's people out there that don't have that anymore, but if you do, you know, how blessed are we? You know what I mean? Everything else is bonus, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think that, you know, as we age and as we get older, and, you know, we're not children anymore, so it's kind of our responsibility to carry on those traditions you know, continue those memories, you know, for the younger generation, and to keep that spirit alive as well. So that's I think that's our responsibility. I take that pretty seriously. I always like to be festive around the holidays. It's always a happy time, and I think that's where I'm at with it.
Man, well, I definitely appreciate the time. Listen, man, congratulations on everything that's been, I know, you know, we're not gonna get too much into it, but congratulations to everything that's been going on with you, man. You are one of the guys, you know, on the team that I really lean on, man. And definitely, man, I appreciate all the conversations that we've had, dude. Many blessings. And you know what I'm saying? Like, send my blessings out to your family, man. You're one of the people on the team that I really, really gravitate towards too, man. And we have really good conversations when we're in passing, man. But thanks again, man. And thanks for making the time, bro. We'll definitely schedule something out where we can have our own little segment, man, for sure, man.
I would actually love that, man. And likewise, you know, you're a great friend.
Appreciate it, man.
We have a high quality of conversation.
Yes, we do. We discuss ideas.
Yes, absolutely. Bouncing things off of each other, like-minded individuals, you know, Scorpios and all that.
That's right. Shout out to all the Scorpios, man.
Shout out. For sure.
Well, I'm sure you got a rest of your Saturday. Yeah, for sure, man. Thanks again for making the time. Absolutely. We'll chop it up soon. Later, man.
Okay, brother. Bye.
We did get a call back. Man, that guy, he's so cool, man. He's one of our young, like, sales guys over there, man. And, dude, tearing it up, man.
Yo,
is this Obi?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Ernesto.
Oh, what up, my dude?
Hey, yo, listen, you're live on my podcast show right now, man. Listen, we are doing our Christmas show, and I wanted to reach out to you, man, because two things. I want, because it's good to catch up with you, by the way, so Merry Christmas to you. But I wanted to get two things from you, man. Talk about what your favorite Christmas memory is, and what can we find on your table, bro? Because you know Salvadorans get down different, bro. Talk to the people, dog. Talk to the people.
Well, my fondest memory is, well, when we lived down in Pleasant Grove.
Okay, Pleasant Grove.
Pleasant Grove, you know, that's one of the fondest memories I have, man. The front yard, you know, cars in the front yard, cars all over the place. You know, family came in from out of the country, out of the city. It was just probably like one of the happiest moments I had in my life, man, when I had most of my family there.
And see, that's the one thing we're getting in concert is that the family, man. That's the main gift, man. And
of course, definitely. Yeah. It's probably like, you know, I mean, besides funerals, divorces, and quinceañeras, like, you know, Christmas and New Year's probably like one of or the, you know, the moment where you really get to enjoy the family.
No, no doubt, no doubt. What about food, man? What you got on the table over there, dog?
Well, you know, we got to put down with some. Okay, so some people call pan con pollo.
Okay.
Which I don't like that. Sandwich is salvadoreño. So, like, you know, so all the salvies, it's not called pan con pollo. It's called sandwiches. Salvadoreño. So it just irks me when people say pan con pollo. It's like, nigga, that's cheating bread. It's chicken and bread. You're not eating you're eating a sandwich, not a bread and chicken or chicken and bread. So,
okay.
I don't know if it's just me, but that just irks me the most is when people say pan con pollo. But to each his own, you know. You have pupusas as well.
Okay, you now know, you put the curtido on it or no curtido?
Oh my dude, of course, man.
Oh, okay, it's like that, huh?
You and got the radish too, bro, and the beets too, my dude.
Oh, you. Okay, what we drinking though? What we drinking? What we got? We got rum. We got what? We got.
Man, you know, I gotta keep it water. I'm already having all those calories, man. I gotta have water to wash it down.
So no eggnog, no rum, no nothing like that.
Listen, if we keep it next time, you know. Like, is there some cola champagne?
Okay. Yeah, I want you to keep it salvy, bro, because, I mean, we already know. We already put on, like, what the Mexicans be doing, bro, you know what I'm saying? I just want to see what the experience like is over there at the house.
I mean, definitely cola champagne, you know, I mean, just typical Coke and Sprite, but you're keeping it salvy, man, you're with the cola champagne.
Okay. Okay, you doing it. What about a toy, man, that you wanted, bro, that you just didn't get?
A what now?
A toy.
Was it again?
Was there ever a toy that you wanted that you just
a toy? Could...
Yeah.
A go-kart. I want a go-kart.
For real? Who was responsible for not getting that, bro?
I'm 37. I want a go-kart, my dude.
Who didn't get your go-kart, bro?
Man. I was like, my dad never came through, so I guess I gotta get on my own now. I'm 37.
Oh my god, my dude.
I mean, like this one, I'm like, my biggest that I want is a freaking go kart, man.
So, you gonna work on getting it or what?
I mean, I haven't started, but eventually someday I will. I can wish all I want, but if I'm not playing the action, then I'm never going to get it.
Hey, man, you talk about it. Well, look, man, I'm going to call you after we're done with the show, and we're going to catch up, man. We have so much to talk about.
I'm trying to get a hold of you for a minute, man.
I know, man. Listen, stay safe, man. Blessings to you and your family, bro. But I'm going to call you after the show's done, and we'll chop it up.
All right, man. Sure. Man, we'll talk.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. All right, bye. Man, that dude, man. We went to high school together, man, and we had a couple classes together, man. And he just seemed like a real gangster dude. And so I didn't want to, you know,
do anything to like mess with that energy, because you know, once you get on that list, it's like you don't get off, bro. So I just kind of like in small conversations, we got real cool, and he has that New York swag going. So he's very reserved, very not. He's not like all the way friendly like that. But once you get to know him, bro, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. And so shout out to Obed, man. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, about 10 minutes left in the show.
Okay. Well, we if you weren't able to answer, I think we mostly got everybody except one person. But anyway, we are a little bit limited on time today, but. You know, just in closing, man, I wanted to do this show more from a standpoint of a personal, just kind of a personal lens, for so that people can know and understand that even during these times, we do have those memories with us. And I think for me personally, it brings me really like a great joy for me to be able to bring on these voices and personalities to share those things, you know, as we're gaining traction and listeners, you know, I want you guys to understand that this is like a labor of love for me, you know, and as we're continuing to go into the new year, I definitely want to be able to continue the tradition of sharing people's experience, you know, and, you know, I'm so appreciative of everyone who's made the time to come on the show, man. I think I've gotten some really good feedback, and it's an organic conversation, first and foremost, to be honest with y'all. Like, I want it to be a conversation and not an interviewish, you know, show, you know. And so everyone that has made time to come on the show, share your voice, and not only that, you know, add to the energy of the show, man, has been really, it's been awesome. I've had a lot of fun doing it. As the shows continue to come on, I have some personalities that I want to get on the show that I think their experiences, you know, and they all range from it, you know. I love empowering women who are in the business sector, entrepreneurs, artists, music writers, movie writers, anyone that is in operating in a creative or entrepreneurial space, you know, I empower you guys. You know, you guys are the reason that we get to be able to be creative as well and share our voices. And so I'm very appreciative of everyone that is, once again, has made the time to come on. I know 2020 has brought some challenges for sure. I've been very blessed to stay healthy and the people around me to be safe. And for sure, they've been also healthy. So to my family, you know, I know you're in Mexico, and I want you guys to know that I love you guys. And, you know, I wake up every day with that sacrifice that you guys made for me many years ago on my head and on my shoulders, and understand that, you know, I can't afford to waste a day or time. It's I look forward to being able to hug you guys soon enough. Just want to send out a message of love and just to know that it's you guys are always in my heart. In closing out, D, thank you so much, man, for the opportunity. You and I have gone back through decades now of challenges, wins, the light at the end of the tunnel, man. I cannot tell you guys how much entrepreneurial challenges, but yet also wins we had along the way. I mean, we started out working for a print shop, and me being this bottom of the totem pole designer, man, like I was whack, yo. But like I said, you know, a couple episodes back, he said, you got to suck at something before you get good. I don't want to say that I'm good, but I've done some stuff. So, D, thanks again, man, for riding with me, man, and, you know, giving me the opportunity and the platform to be able to bring a voice to the show, man. And not only that, man, through the years, being able to work together on a lot of things, man, you know, you have inspired me to, you know, those times that I've never really, like, could get refocused, man. But then I look at what you're doing and the writing, the producing, you know, just the constant investment in yourself and your kids, man. And just, dude, I think that, you know, you're tremendously blessed. You're always someone that pays it forward, man, straight up. And I just wanted to always, you know, let you know that any type of help or, you know, anything creatively you need from me, man, I'm always down for you, man. And thank you so much, man. To everyone that came on the show today, Merry Christmas, and everyone as well. But thank you, especially those that came on today and sharing your memories and your thoughts on for our listeners. As we close out the year, we'll be back in January. We'll definitely have some interesting shows to and personalities to come on. But if you want to be on and you want to talk about your projects or anything that you got going on, that whether it be, you know, you're in the entrepreneurial space and you're looking to, you know, tell people about what you got going on, and or, you know, it's be simple perspective and conversations, you know, please, you know, reach out to us. You can visit maximummedia.com. You'll be able to reach out to D and we'll kind of see where we can kind of fit you into our show. Definitely. So we're definitely looking for people to come on and express their views. As we close out the show, thanks again. Stay safe. Many blessings. And remember, God does not like cowards, man, if it's anything that we can take away from this year. Thanks again, and we'll see you next year. You've been listening to The American Experience with Ernesto Palomino.
The American Experience with Ernesto Palomino.